And listeners, we're just getting Kate Forrester, the Manager of Projects and Operations from the Royal Life Saving Society of Queensland. We're just transferring from a mobile number to a landline. And, of course, it's very opportune to be talking to Kate, Paulie and Barry, because we are in the warm weather and water safety is so important. And you know, when you look at some of the incidents and accidents that have been occurring with people off boats, and you've got sharks and you've got... statistics showing that, you know, children under five and men drinking and that sort of thing.
Doesn't mix, does it?
Doesn't mix.
You can be perfectly innocently enjoying the water too. Gordon, a friend of mine just last week got stung by Irukandji up in Hervey Bay.
Not good.
Yeah, hospitalised, and she was in a lot of trouble.
Oh, well, yeah. Gee, that's so, a thing to hear.
That's the sort of thing can happen.
It certainly can. So there's no doubt about that water safety. And it's at all times of the year is very important, but it's more prevalent in the summer, of course, with more people on the beaches and more people in the creeks and the ponds and the rivers.
And a long weekend coming up too.
Yes, well and truly. Well, of course, Shane, our expert panel operator, has been able to get Kate Forrester, the Manager of Projects and Operations from Royal Life Saving Queensland, on the line for us. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very, very well, thank you.
That's great to have you join us. And, of course, so we're just talking prior to that that, you know, the summertime is so important. Water safety is important at all times of the year. But your role, Kate, what are some of the tasks that, you undertake with Royal Life Saving Queensland?
So my role is basically all-encompassing, everything to do with our daily operations. So this includes managing our vocational training team, which is all your CPR, first aid, bronze medallion and pool lifeguard qualifications. I also look after all our government and private grant-funded activities. That's from application through to putting the programs together and obviously putting our staff in to deliver these programs out to the community. I'm also responsible for water safety education. So we work very closely with Queensland Education, Department of Sports and Recreation, and everything in between that. So that also includes your pool operators, swim schools, and we've also got life-saving sports. So that's competitive life-saving sports, which we often have athletes feed through to the Australian team. And the other two areas that I look after is obviously your media and marketing, and lifeguarding contracts and the management of any commercial contracts we have with facilities that may require anything to do with life-saving.
So, Kate, how many hours a week does that entail? 60? You get paid overtime,
so.
Of course.
I was about to ask that. You're a busy lady.
Look, it's very much a full-time job, but it is something that I'm very passionate about. So it's always nice to have a job where you actually don't feel like you're working all the time. Mm. It's a very varied role. So no 2 days are the same, and obviously I'm working so closely with the community around something that is such a huge focus. It actually makes all the long hours definitely worthwhile.
I'm sure it does. Well, of course, two key things we wanted to talk about this morning, the supervision of children under five and, of course, men, and the statistics there with drinking and drowning, and you've got some alarming stats for both of those.
Yes. So recent data that we have done through our research has shown that when children turn one, their risk of drowning actually triples. So this is obviously around that age where kids start to crawl, they start to get into things. So this actually peaks shortly after the child's first birthday. So 41% of deaths among children under five actually occur in one-year-old toddlers. So this is actually really, really concerning. So no other age is actually at greater risk of drowning. We found that most of these deaths actually occur in backyard swimming pools and obviously during the summer months. So these are usually from accidental falls into the water, and the concerning thing is most of these deaths are wholly preventable by supervision. So it usually comes about because there's been a lapse in adult supervision. You turn around to tend to another child, or you run inside because the phone's answering. We're also finding that mobile phones are a huge distraction. So people are on social media, they're taking selfies, they're uploading things to Instagram, and it only takes a second or two for your child to find themselves in danger, and often drowning is very silent, so you actually don't see it happening. So it's a real concern for us, and we do have some key safety messages around this to try and help combat this and give the parents a few guidelines to help them with their little ones. So actively supervise your child, always be in the water with them, restrict their access to water. So I know a lot of people prop open pool gates, maybe for pets or older children. Don't do that. If there's anything that children can climb on, often you see people put eskies up against pool fences or chairs or a nice decorative pot plant. That's just giving the child a little extra step up to get over the fence. Obviously, teach your children water safety skills. So we offer programs that start from as young as 6 months to get kids up to speed, to get them safe in the water. And obviously, for parents, learn how to resuscitate. So pop along, do a CPR course, do your bronze medallion, because that will give you that first line of defence. Should your child or anyone else's child under your supervision end up in trouble, you can actually be the difference between the swim turning into an absolute tragedy. So that's our key messages around our little ones. And obviously, you know, when it's hot weather, everyone takes to the water. And the other thing that we've actually discovered recently is our males are the primary deaths in adults. So we see over 80% of drowning victims are actually male. And here in Queensland, 88% have actually accounted for drownings this summer. And the concerning thing is 32% of these have involved alcohol. Most of these have been when people have been recreating using boats. So 92% of these is what's happened here. And it's actually, people aren't even wearing life jackets. So we attribute this to males probably being more likely to undertake risky activities. The alcohol interrupts their ability to make sensible decision, and Australian males tend to be a little bit more confident, so they think, oh, this won't happen to me. And sadly, our statistics are showing not only on a national level, but every state, it's males, and it is people between the ages of 35 and 64. So that's a real concern. So I guess the best safety messages we can give to males, or, you know, wives, partners that are out with guys around the water, avoid alcohol. If your mate is drinking, perhaps monitor that. Try and limit their risk-taking behaviour. Please wear a life jacket when boating or using watercraft. And also, if you're fishing on rocks, please wear a life jacket, because this will increase your chance of survival should you end up in the water by 50%. And also avoid swimming or recreating alone. So always take someone with you. Let people know where you're going, and take a mobile phone too as well. So they're basically our two key at-risk groups this summer, and they're our safety messages to try and help keep Queenslanders and all Australians safe.
But, Kate, they're so simple and so practical, the safety messages. They're so simple.
Yes, exactly. And sadly, you know, the statistics, whilst nationally our drowning stats are down this summer, so far since the start of summer we've had 42 deaths versus 69 last year. So that's definitely an improve, but 42 deaths is still
42.
Really concerning.
Is that Australia-wide, Kate?
Yes. Yep. Yes, it is.
42 too many. So,
exactly.
Kate, where can people find out more information about these wonderful programs and the safety messages from the Royal Life Saving Society of Queensland?
Yes, so if you jump on our national website, which is www.royallifesaving.com.au, you can find all the safety messages for the young children under our Keep Watch program. And then we've got our Make the Right Call and Inland Waterways safety messages on there as well. So they're up there with a number of other programs that we run, but they're our two key focuses. And there's plenty of information there for parents and all Australians on how to stay safe this summer.
Well, Kate Forrester, the Manager of Projects and Operations from Royal Life Saving Society of Queensland, we're going to ask Shane if he'll be able to podcast this interview, because I think it's so important and critical for all members of the community and families and everybody there. And the comment you've made about mobile phones possibly being involved in young children and drownings and so on is absolutely incredible research and surveys. So, Kate Forrester, well done and wonderful to have you join us. Kate's the Manager of Projects and Operations from the Royal Life Saving Society of Queensland. All the best, and let's hope those statistics don't increase for the rest of the summer.
What a good year.
Thank you very much for your time.
That was wonderful. So great to chat with Kate Forrester here on 101.5 FM Sport.